Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about. We have been talking about a variety of things here on Free Talk Live, but for show prep, we were going into the UN claiming that this economic downturn caused by COVID-19, meaning the reaction to COVID-19.
Yeah, COVID-19 did not cause the economic downturn.
No.
COVID-19 didn't do much of anything.
Well, we don't know what it could have done, but we but the people that would claim, make that claim, we don't know what it could have done, and that's a true claim. But on the same side, you have to take responsibility for what the reaction was. So, what is the reaction here, Melanie?
Yeah, so, and then tens of millions of more could fall into extreme poverty, and I think that
Go back on that. Start off with a paragraph there.
Okay. Hundreds of thousands of children could die this year due to the global economic downturn allegedly sparked by, the coronavirus pandemic, and tens of millions of more could fall into extreme poverty as a result of the crisis, the United Nations warned on Thursday. Now, I want to point out extreme poverty might not be, if you live in the first world, anything you would think of as poverty. Extreme poverty is like you might actually starve to death.
Extreme poverty is usually considered $2 a day.
Which sounds terrible in the United States.
And we really haven't had that kind of world starvation thing going on. In my lifetime, there was the Ethiopian thing. Now, that was caused by a conflict where armed people were taking the food that we were attempting to send to people in camps. And that's happened a few times in my lifetime, but we really haven't had, that I know of,
publicized to me. All starvation in the world currently is induced by states.
Yes, it's caused by governments. It's not caused by... One of the reasons for having governments was to store grain in a way so that we could prevent starvation, and now the starvation, now that we've come full circle, the starvation is actually, that exists, is being caused by governments, or at the very least, people in power. Because there are people who, are keeping some kid in a cupboard down underneath their stairs, a la...
What about all the farmers throwing out perfectly good food because there's no market for it?
Well, there is a market for it. It's food. The problem is the regulations telling them where they can and can't sell it. People aren't eating less because of the lockdown.
Right. There are schools with milk contracts. There are farmers with milk contracts with schools right now that are dumping that milk rather than giving it to pig farmers who could be growing pigs right now with that milk because their milk contract could be, they don't even know for sure, but it could be threatened by giving it to the wrong people. Okay. So, it's all government regulation. It all comes back to the state every time these days. Go ahead.
The UN also said in a risk report that nearly 369 million children across 143 countries who normally rely on school meals for a reliable source of daily nutrition have now been forced to look elsewhere. And if you're in a country that is in fact poor, there is not elsewhere to look. We must act now on each of these threats to our children, UN Security General Antonio said. Leaders must do everything in their power to cushion the impact of the pandemic, and he means lockdown. What started as a public health emergency has snowballed into a formidable test for the global promise to leave no one behind. I don't remember anyone promising that, but...
Right. Well, that was the idea.
We're not supposed to be actively starving them either, right?
Like, right. Well, that's the idea, is that somehow if you don't lock down the economy, you're willing to let people die for the economy, and that's ridiculous. If you don't lock down the economy, you're willing to let people die, presumably, for freedom. And That's what's happened all along. That's supposed to be the history of the United States.
A more noble death.
I mean, A, it is,
and B, hey, if you feel like you should stay home, it's, I mean, that was always
allowed.
You're
free to do that.
You could do that. You could order in. There'd be more people to order in from because you're not forcing them to mess up their lives.
Right. I mean, you know, this would have been a great opportunity for a politician to stand up and say, you know, I could try to lock everybody down, but that would be immoral. In fact, I would go so far as to say it's evil. I'd like to show you a picture of the Chinese Communist Party that welded a door shut so that people in an apartment complex couldn't get out. Do you want America to be like that? And if you do, we'll let United Airlines fly you right over to Beijing.
And if Beijing is up and coming as a world power, it might not be a bad place to be.
There you go. Derek, calling in from Charleston. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man, I just kind of wanted to touch base, which you talked about before you went to commercial, about the STEM graduates, these Chinese coming over here. You know, we're educating all these Chinese, and they're graduating all these STEM degrees. Man, I'm not understanding how you're not, you know, drawing the correlation between that. I mean, that's pretty significant, especially when you gave out those statistics. That's pretty alarming at the rate they're graduating.
Are you talking about the one guy on the show that didn't get the correlation, or...?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not understanding how he's not
Richie?
Getting it. I mean, yeah.
Richie, what don't you get?
I didn't make the connection between STEM graduates and a dominant Chinese military overthrow of the entire world.
Well, it could be a military overthrow.
Well, because it's you know, they're coming over here. It's the application of these studies. I mean, these Chinese are coming out here and they're graduating these STEM classes, man. You know, it's pretty simple, man. I mean, they're here splitting atoms, and you know, they're doing big time fields of studies, man. You know, developing satellites to.
Literature majors didn't make the Manhattan Project, you know?
No, I got
space, I mean, space weaponry and all this stuff. I mean, we got our kids over here getting studied in gender identity pronouns and crazy stuff like that, cow farts. And I mean, that's when our kids are graduating, and the Chinese are actually getting, you know, logical, practical application degrees that, you know, that, I mean, it's only a matter of time just before they lap us, man. You don't see that?
That part I get. I just, unless you're talking about a military threat, I don't
care.
Well,
sure, it's a military threat. I mean, they're not over here getting STEM degrees.
Well, yeah, countries of 60 aren't developing nuclear weapons and becoming a threat to anyone.
No, but they're developing biological weapons.
It doesn't matter, anyone.
I'm going to put you on hold, Derek.
So if you have a smarter population and are actually, you know, applying that intelligence to something useful, whether it's useful in a practical sense or useful only to a state, yeah, that translates into military power. Because, first of all, most science, even in the U.S., is controlled, not controlled, but is funded and kind
That's
of loosely controlled by the state. Like, you don't have a whole lot of private, just... pure science.
Scientists tend to work for organizations that tend to work.
So if China has more scientists in the state of China, that does kind of translate into Chinese power.
And unless it's military power, I don't care. Right? Like, I don't.
But it's going to be.
That's the only threat, then. That's the only correlation that needs to be made, then.
The United States only holds on to its power that it has right now because of its military.
And I don't want them to have the power.
I understand you don't. I get it. However, that's the reality that you live in.
Sure.
And what apparently reality is offering you is the United States federal government a la Washington, D.C., or the Chinese Communist Party a la Beijing. And
as the world power. Like, that's it.
It sure ain't St. Kitts and Nevis.
Okay.
You know?
But you're talking about, like, military power, because if it's... That's all I'm saying.
So the Beijing has apparently, they claim, developed a weapon called the Carrier Killer.
Right.
The reason the United States has the power it has is because it can get airplanes with bombs on them to certain locations. Without the ship that carries those airplanes, then this Carrier Killer, that's supposedly a missile that will go up into the, you know, way up in the atmosphere and come back down at Mach 15...
So without the United States military protecting me, I'm going to be overrun by the Chinese military.
I don't think it's necessarily going to affect you.
Then why do I care?
Why do you care? Do you want Beijing running the world?
If they do a better job of
they
it.
They won't.
You don't know.
Yes, I do.
Well,
I can
do,
look at China.
We can look at China and we can look at the U.S.
They're graduating STEM graduates and you're saying that that's a good thing. You're going to put them in power. Obviously, if it's a good thing, they should be in power.
Free Talk Live. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
How we could not talk about China, since that's what it's just rolling here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Yeah, so Richie doesn't seem to think it's a problem if Beijing's power increases over time. And I certainly do think it's a problem.
Because all of a sudden the threat is that the Chinese government is going to have me extradited for being a freedom lover.
Well, yeah, let's run through that scenario so that so there's not just some claim that's thrown out there. So my I have to grind my way back in our conversation in order to get to that point. So my claim is that China is poising itself to take over as the new world power and will make its currency the new world reserve currency.
And doing it through science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Right. Those are the only real jobs out there. Okay. If your kid's in school for literature or, you know, underwater basket weaving or gender studies or liberal arts or whatever, I'm sure that it's great, but ultimately it isn't sort of the real job that is going that made this country great. You know, this country's great because it was able to make things at one point, and it can't now. It can't make anything without China, its greatest competitor on the world stage. So when China decides, and it's pretty clear and obvious that they want to do this, is that they're going to, you know, increase their soft power to the point that they basically control the whole globe, then, you know, basically the United States will be pushed back into the North American continent. It'll be, you know, Canada, Mexico, and the United States.
Where it should be.
What's that?
Where it should be.
I'm not claiming that it shouldn't.
Okay.
But I am claiming that inside of that nature abhors a vacuum.
Okay.
And that today, the way things are, and look, I'm not the one who wants to make an argument for a state. I'm not that kind of guy. But I'm telling you that states exist. Do you claim that they don't?
The concept does exist.
Well, the right. Issue isn't the U.S. won't be on top. The issue is China will.
Right. That's not the right. I mean, you know, I know you've listened to Free Talk Live for a while, and Ian will rail on about the United States being the worst government ever in the world. It's simply because it's simply untrue.
It's I'm not saying it's untrue. The worst, but the claim that I'm hearing is that, oh my God, we're graduating, you know, liberal arts degrees,
yeah,
and China's graduating STEM degrees.
You are used to living in a world power, and that is very different than living in, I guess, a regular country, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And if you live in a regular country, you have to abide by what the regular country wants and what the world powers want.
Okay.
Right, because there are only three governments right now. There are three states. Those states are sovereign states, the United States, China, and Moscow.
Okay.
Forget. And I should have said Washington, D.C., Beijing, and Moscow. Because, frankly, if you live in Des Moines, you're not the government. You know, it's only the people in Washington, D.C.
Right.
that are the government. So those three places are the world's city-states, and they control, those are the nation-states, they control everything.
So in this hypothetical future where China takes over,
uh-huh.
they're the country that has graduated science, technology, engineering, mathematics. They're the top of the heap as far as real jobs concerned.
Yep.
And you want me to defend the United States, who's graduating underwater basket weaving and gender studies, to remain in power?
I'm telling you that the world is going to be a less pleasant place if the Chinese Communist Party is dictating how things go. And I will use it as an example, Julian Assange.
Okay.
So Julian Assange was basically, you know, let out some papers that made the United States government look bad. Having to do with private Manning and all that stuff. Where, you know, some journalists were killed by a helicopter, and it's like, oh, dear, dear, the reporters or the soldiers are in danger because we're reporting things. And obviously it's patent nonsense. But the United States government managed to get Sweden to charge Julian Assange with rape or something like rape. It's like basically saying, you know, going into a bar and saying, yeah, young lady, I'm an astronaut, you know.
This is the better of the two choices.
Yes, that's okay. Right. That's the claim I'm going to make.
Okay.
And I get that it isn't a pleasant choice. I get that we're stuck here on a cow farm raiding cow patties.
Okay.
I get that. I'm 100% right. Clear. But you do understand that when the bully grabs you by the head and says, pick your cow pie, I'm putting your face in it. He's not saying that you get to pick the place with just nothing but green grass. He's going to pick a cow pie if you don't.
Okay.
This is the bully. He's got the back of your head. He's gigantic, and he's going to shove your face in a cow pie coming up here. So Julian Assange, the United States government wants him. Now, basically, all of our beliefs in freedom of the press and all that stuff goes out the window. When I say our, I believe that that's what we were taught in civics class. But the, you know, the federal government doesn't care anything about that. They want Julian Assange. So Great Britain basically imprisons the dude for 8 years until they turn him over to the United States, which has been torturing him for the last 6 months or so. Maybe it's 8 months. I don't know exactly. That kind of power that Washington, D.C. has over London is the same sort of power that Beijing will have over Washington, D.C. in this new, scarier world that I'm talking about. And I'm not saying that I like the idea of all the wonderful things that Washington, D.C. has done. I do not. I consider people in power to be tyrants, but I do understand some tyrants are worse than others.
And the way to fix this is for the United States to stop underwater basket weaving and gender studies and graduate more STEM degrees.
I think the way to fix this is for Americans of all stripes, but just the ones listening to me, to say, hey, look, you have to take responsibility for your life and stop looking to the state to solve it. This country was built by rugged individualists. And
who are going to get taken over by the Chinese government, sent extradited to China on Beijing's command, put up no resistance and no fight because that's not what freedom lovers do.
I just don't think that at this point, you know, what I see in the future, China isn't going to fight a battle it's going to lose. So, you know, the question is, do you want to see the United States continue to get weaker and weaker? And did you see the movie A Few Good Men?
You can't handle the truth. Yeah, a couple times throughout my life. Yeah.
And in it, the colonel, played so well by Jack Nicholas.
Nicholson.
Is it Nicholson?
The golfer is Nicholas.
Right. I get those two confused. I'm terribly sorry. I'm just not really, really great names. He was played so well because he really did take the position. And I think this is an important position. That, look, if you're going to train paid killers that are going to stand on walls to defend our freedom, ultimately some people are going to be harmed in that training. Or your training isn't worth anything. And, you know, ultimately, I agree with Jack Nicholson.
Sure.
America
Do you want that position to exist or not? If you don't want it to exist, that's a separate argument. But saying, I want people to act primally and be snipers, but I want them to also be calm-headed is a ridiculous position.
I want...
calm sniper is like the best kind of sniper.
No, but you don't want people like to end up there reading. If you want a sniper, you don't want a dude sitting up there. But like, man, economy and state. Should I really be like you? If that's the position you want, and I don't think it should be, but if it is, you can't also have things that conflict with that position.
Okay. Am I in conflict somewhere?
Guy who was doing the cross-examination was.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they showed Tom Hanks's character as the... Not Tom Hanks.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise's character as the hero in that, and ultimately, to me, he's the problem.
Okay.
You know, and it's sad. I want more freedom, but you ain't going to get it out of Beijing. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Call in and grill Mark the Statist. Free Talk Live.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DINOVITE.com.
People remark on, really, how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dinovite with every meal.
Dinovite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dinovite. I tell them, I get my Dinovite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
With the warmer weather, more people are gathering outside, and more protesters are demanding we reopen the economy. Near San Diego, in Encinitas, California,
You are gathering in violation of the public health order.
KFMB TV reporter Heather Hope says there was another protest by a group of people demanding the company reopen despite the coronavirus pandemic. Not taking no without a fight. Protesters clashed with San Diego County Sheriff's deputies at Moonlight Beach in Encinitas for the rally title, Surf's Up, Shred the Tidal Waves of Tyranny.
We the people!
Despite signs posted, beaches and public access are closed. People got on the sand. Law enforcement surrounded the rally by car, chopper, drone, and with lifeguards on jet skis. This is USA Radio News. New York is making plans to restart businesses, but the main guiding principle is that they go very slowly. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says his state will likely begin to reopen the economy in certain areas after May 15th with precautions.
All that progress we made by flattening that curve, we could lose that in a matter of days if we're not careful.
Ford Motor Company confirmed it plans to recall a skeleton crew of workers on Monday to prepare factories for reopening, even as UAW members expressed concerns during the pandemic. There was a warning from White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett.
The next couple of months are going to look terrible. You're going to see numbers that are as bad as anything that we've ever seen. I think the unemployment rate is going to jump to a level probably around 16% or even higher in the next jobs report.
Hassett says things will start picking up again toward the end of the year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, something that we don't enjoy enough of in the United States these days.
Apparently it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse either way. It's just how bad is it going to get?
Right. Well, I would say this is that, would you agree, Richie Rich, that once we get off lockdown that all our freedoms will not be returned?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Okay, good. I'm glad that I'm glad we are on board with that. All my goal is here on this show is to hope to turn people's minds towards realizing that human freedom, that liberty is in fact the best solution to most problems. And I'm willing to talk about the ones that it's not a good solution to. And at one point I would have thought that that problem was at one point relatively recently, I'm like, well, you know, if there was a global pandemic, it'd be kind of nice if somebody could shut down air flights from the bad country and could tell people that they couldn't go out or they had to wear masks or a variety of things. Like, that's kind of a nice little dream of the dictatorial mind that we could somehow stop something from occurring.
You could, by completely locking it down.
Right? Well, that didn't work for China, did it?
How are they doing? Like, do you trust the statistics coming out of China?
I don't.
Okay. I had a conversation with my wife and a similar one with Captain Kickass prior to this show. He's like, because I moved from Hawaii, right? He's like, surely there must be a difference on the island, right, in handling the lockdown procedures because they're isolated. I went, no, because the only way to do it is the total police state, right, where you lock down all comings and goings until you have zero cases.
Yeah, I think
that doesn't sound like freedom.
They probably could have simply stopped air flights.
But you got to stop boats, right? You got to stop.
Well, there's nobody bringing a boat from the mainland to Hawaii.
How do you think products get shipped in, man? It's not all planes.
Oh, I see. You're just talking ships. I'm sorry. I was thinking, when you said boats, I was thinking about pleasure craft.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, they have cruise ships that, you know.
Sure. What you can do is you can come up with systems. A longshoreman can spray it down with some kind of disinfectant and then take the product or leave it out in the sun. COVID-19 doesn't deal with the sun very well, but we didn't know what it was like back in the...
And one of the major kind of hiccups with that is in a free market, the profit and risk are tied together. The state severs that in a lot of cases. So if someone actually owns the airport and was like, there's the plague in X country, I'm canceling all flights from X country because I don't want the plague in my airport because I'm going to be responsible for, like...
But you can't just do it from X country because you don't know who has gotten out of that country and is coming in from a different country.
That's what I'm saying is if in this dictatorial dream...
You could cancel all... incoming flights.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't have the worst problem with that, especially if somebody actually owns the airport and is making that call.
So you're saying only in the case of a private airport.
Well, I'm talking about a different...
I don't have the worst problem with it right now if we were just canceling all international flights. I mean, there are some issues with that that are... The state's created a situation where there is no libertarian answer.
Right.
And so I'm not going to sit here and spend the most time on which of the non-libertarian answers I should prefer or not.
Well, the most effective, this is what we talked about before, the most effective non-libertarian answer is a complete lockdown, no comings or goings at all.
And I would make that argument.
No, but there's a libertarian option for people walking down the street, which is... not having a lockdown. That there is a libertarian answer there.
Yeah.
Whereas international travel, there is not an internet.
It's not even
is not a libertarian
it's national
answer.
Travel. It's, you know, island to island travel.
But there is a libertarian answer to that, which is leave it alone.
Well, okay. So
that would be ineffective.
I don't know what would be effective and what wouldn't be effective because we didn't try anything.
Know that.
And the problem is that a democracy is schizophrenic. Okay. So this is my new revelation. Is that in a world where you had a tyrannical head of state, like the one thing that state could do is lock down international travel or even national travel. Just stop air flights. Wham!
I mean, if you want to build a wall between Mass and New Hampshire, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But that's not going to happen because we know what's going to happen. We saw what's going to happen. So either come up with a better system for dealing with pandemics that is... in my opinion, it'd be less tyrannical if people just couldn't take an air flight, right? Like, we're just shutting down the airlines and the cruise ships. That's it. And we're going to pay those businesses for a month or 6 weeks or whatever while we... And then we'll just start it back
up. They're paying the airlines anyway, by the way, just on a regular day. So it's not that horrible for them.
But what happens on the island when there's no travel getting off the island and the pandemic hits? Because... someone got in prior to that shutdown.
That's what happened.
Some food got imported prior to that shutdown. The ship showed up prior to all of that, right? And now no one's allowed to leave. So you just wipe out the entire... not the economy. A leper colony because it's not self-sufficient, right? The economy of the island is not... you're not going to feed everyone on the island, clothe everyone on the island, you know... support everyone on the island with just the resources of the
island. Are we talking specifically about the Marianas Islands?
I was specifically talking about the Hawaiian Islands because...
Well, Hawaii isn't international from the U.S.
I that's why I didn't say international flights. You said international flights. I said domestic as well.
What are we arguing here? What do you want to know?
I don't want to know anything. I'm just saying that the only way to... the effective way...
All I'm saying is that the state was in charge of the reaction to... this test for a pandemic, right? And they failed miserably.
Right.
And people need to understand that that's not only possible, it's likely that the next pandemic that comes through, you really can't count on the government. I mean, you can't count on any institutions. Look at these hospitals. They're like crying. Wow, we didn't have enough masks. Seriously? You run a GD hospital and you didn't have 6 months worth of masks? I mean, I have... right in my house right now, six weeks worth of food.
And by the way, that's with canceling medical care to everyone else.
And basically, the places are empty.
So you're not using masks that you would have been using for people who actually need medical care right now for the pretend corona patients.
Well, right. So do you expect the hospitals to have like a warehouse full of masks?
Yes.
Why?
I have a small amount of food to be prepared for some kind of problem. Clearly, they had supply chain problems, right? Right now, I'm running around with a mask made of fabric from Joann's Fabrics.
Yeah.
I can't buy a mask.
Right. But prior to that, there was no supply chain problem.
Yes, there was.
No, that's not true.
What are you talking about? They had no trouble getting masks before there was a everyone had a run on masks.
Well, yeah, if you don't need something and don't go to the store to see if it's empty, that doesn't mean that there's not a supply chain problem. It means you just didn't buy it that day.
You have a master's, right?
Yeah.
What's it in?
Business administration.
Business administration. Huh. So supply chain.
So you've heard of
you
on-time inventory.
Right?
No, I understand. What's that?
So you've heard of on-time inventory then?
Yeah, just in time.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a structural problem.
It's not a problem.
Yes, it is. It is. The hospitals didn't have any masks.
That's like saying my security guard is a great employee as long on days we don't get robbed. Like, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
It means they get delivery when they need it. And then there was a supply chain disruption.
No.
Caused by the pandemic.
A probable, almost certain supply chain disruption. Will there be another pandemic?
Or another anything. Like, at some point, something will happen. It's like building a nuclear power plant on top of a fault and being like, well, there's not an earthquake right now, so this is a good place for
this. It was masks and toilet paper.
Well, right. Masks. I mean,
and food,
people didn't need toilet paper.
Lots right. of stuff.
So now you're saying that everyone needs to have a room in their house, the individual, with 6 months' supply of food because you can't count on the normal operation of the food supply chain?
I think
you can't count on the normal operation because the normal operation of the supply chain is psychotic.
I think it's very efficient when things are normal.
When it's not being tested, it passes.
Yeah.
No.
99% of the time.
When there's not a test, I don't get an F. On days with no quizzes, I don't get a zero.
No. If it operates perfectly fine in 99% of the time,
no.
You can't say that it's not a good system.
It's a bad
system.
Yes,
I can.
99%
of
time efficiency.
First of all,
if your institution can't handle a crisis, then your institution deserves to fail. Like, end of story. And the hospitals are getting bailed out.
I wouldn't agree with that.
Well, it's true.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. I just watched a video today from Bitcoin.com where Roger Ver, the CEO of Bitcoin.com, claims that SaveItPurse.com, which Free Talk Live has had a long relationship with, will continue to be open. So I don't know if Bitcoin.com or Bitcoin Cash or somebody got involved and did something to save them, but they were claiming they were going to be closed, and now they're not. So you, if you have an account at SaveItPurse.com, you should be in good shape. If you don't have an account at SaveItPurse.com, you can go and create one right now, SaveItPurse.com. And the advantage to that is that you can save, like, 20% on everything that you buy from Amazon. And Richie, you just bought some toilet paper on Amazon, right?
I bought it a while ago, and it got delivered just fine. So I don't, you know.
So you got toilet paper delivered.
I have it. Yeah.
Good shape.
Not a problem.
Can't argue with that. But there you go. It's, well, I guess SaveItPurse.com. And thanks to Bitcoin.com for whatever intervention might have occurred there. Let's go to the phones. We got Joe in Northern Michigan. Listen to WKHM. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I just had a comment to add to what you're talking about. One little aspect there, the face mask. That was a very good comment one of you made about that, you know, what, where did they didn't have any, they weren't doing any regular surgeries or anything like that once they shut everything down. But I read on YouTube, which I don't necessarily believe everything I read, but it was a pretty reputable site that said back in the George W. Bush administration, the department that does procuring like that for the government tried to award a contract for 50 million face masks to, you know, put in supply for something like this. It didn't happen through that administration. It just got the contract let to a company in California, if I remember everything correct, in the Obama administration, and that contract got released like in December. So this is just one more inept government thing. You can't trust them for things like this because they took two administrations to not provide the masks that we desperately needed now. if you believe that we desperately needed them. But
well, whether we need them or not, like, why is it the United States federal government's job to supply masks to the hospitals, to the three hospitals in Manchester, New Hampshire?
I agree.
It's like, that doesn't make any sense.
It's kind of like how the governor in New York was told back 8, 10 years ago, whatever it was, that he was going to need 15,000 ventilators, which they ended up not really needing, but they were told they should have them on hand. And instead of spending the $500 million, they spent a lot of money on things like trying to start a windmill or light bulb. Or,
yeah, whatever the heck they're doing over there.
Yeah.
Fiddling around.
Those all failed, but in the interim, then
they don't have masks, and they don't have ventilators.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Joe. Thank you for the call. Melanie, I have an answer to that. Why do people trust the government to solve their problems when clearly and obviously the government fails?
Well, I wasn't asking why should they trust them. It was like why is that their job? Like, this is not...
Whose job?
The Fed. This is not the
government's
Fed's job.
Clearly, it is not the Fed's job. However, would you agree that government has inserted itself at all levels of our lives and has most of us to the point that basically we presume that they're going to take care of problems?
The average person does.
That might be less true in New Hampshire, but yeah.
And, although I do believe that hospitals should be responsible for keeping masks, I am unsurprised that, normal people, government school educated people, who run hospitals, believe that the government is going to have some kind of national supply of masks like it does oil or anything like that. And then presumably when they have need, they'll be able to draw upon that. And
so they were expecting a warehouse
right,
pool.
Turns out it's not there because... Ladies and gentlemen, when you rely on the government, oftentimes you will be disappointed. I mean, look at, there are people right now in America that are expecting certain pensions that are not getting their full pension. Well, what happened to them? They were counting on, their in many cases, the government pensions to pay in full, and they're not.
So at what point do you just cut the line on that then?
What do you mean?
Well, at some point, someone's going to get hurt when that happens.
Yeah.
Right? Social Security is the other big one. Like, what happens when we run out of Social Security? This generation's not going to get it. But we can't stop the Social Security administration now because there's people that count on that. So someone's going to get hurt, either them or the next generation or the current generation. At what point do you say, it's a failed system? So sorry that you counted on it. There's not going to be any for you. You're the ones going to take
my answer. For a while, I've always had this, if you can't just dissolve the whole thing, which doesn't seem to be on the table, you have this phasing out. It's like, okay, people, and you announce to people, like, all right, 40 years old and younger, you're not going to see this, so maybe make some life plans.
That's Social Security.
Yeah. 50 to...
But pay into it, because you got to supply the current
that
generation.
Doesn't even make any sense, because... I would if I could agree to this, I'd be like, okay, fine, I'll continue to pay the 14% in my case. I'll continue to pay the 14% if you just quit this stupidity. But it's not an entity, it's a program. Like, saying Social Security is insolvent is like saying my light bill is insolvent. It doesn't mean anything. I can be insolvent, but it's not like, oh, well, I don't have any light bill money.
We can get to Social Security here shortly. Let's go to the callers. We've got the professor calling from WNIS in Virginia. Professor, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, this is the professor. But first of all, I have two or three items to discuss. First of all, I'd like to say that mankind can go about their imaginations and go to and fro, but what is happening here with this, all that's happening in the earth, is the Bible is fulfilling. This is the Bible will be fulfilled.
What kind of professor are you?
I'm a divinity? Professor. I profess God. I profess
okay.
God. So
okay.
Then the second point I want to make is that concerning these masks, they had an item in the news earlier that a person crashed into a telephone pole and the officer said that he lacked oxygen from having a mask on his face.
So the source for that is Infowars.com, by the way.
Yeah,
I've seen that article.
Absolute horse crap.
Yes, sir. Okay, and then the third thing. I'm really mystified about all America's is a country known for litigation and lawyers. Why are the lawyers so silent about all this intrusion into our rights? I don't even know one lawyer jump up and say anything. What is going on here? There's something wrong with that picture.
There are lawyers fighting this, though.
Thank you for the call, Prof. Appreciate it. There are, I think it will be some very interesting lawsuits that come out of this. But again, I do not think, and I'm using the, using Prohibition and 9/11 as my, proofs for my thesis. I do not think we will have the same amount of rights when we walk out as we do when we walked in.
Can you file a class action lawsuit against your state in this case?
Probably not, but you
would have
file,
to have standing.
You could file an individual harmed. Suit. I don't know that they've waived immunity for class action suits. I haven't looked into it either.
Okay, so I'm generally curious. How would you file an individual suit for economic harm against the state if your business got shut down?
Well, you wouldn't be able to file a suit for economic harm. You'd have to file a suit for civil rights violations.
Okay.
And you would have to file an attorney who specializes, hire an attorney who specializes in 1983 or 1984 cases.
Let's go to Mike calling in from Virginia Beach. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, this is Mike. I would just like to say that the last caller is a professor. I'd like to introduce myself as the President of the United States.
I am Intergalactic Space King. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I don't know if y'all have heard of the updated statistics for coronavirus.
They keep coming. I don't know if I believe any of them, but go ahead.
Well, this one was done by a group of doctors that were based in California. They're all viral specialists. And the important part of this study is that, as we all know, the models that they had projected were ridiculous. They were way up, way off.
Right. You got to spit it out here, President. I've got just a little bit of time left.
The new statistics show, based on the actual numbers and the actual facts, that the possibility of someone dying from the coronavirus is 0.00303%.
Jeez, that's a lot lower than what I've seen, but
about what they always said.
I would like to see some numbers like that, but I've always seen 0.1, nonetheless, which just makes it as deadly as the flu. Thank you for the call, Mike. I do appreciate it. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.